Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. An Appeal for Sydney. Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 20th, 1897. Previously unpublished. Since the Sydney camp meeting, an excellent work has been done in Stanmore, a suburb of Sydney. 40 have already taken a stand, many more are interested, and every day we learn of someone who has decided to obey the truth. Elders Haskell, Starr, and Wilson are carrying the work, assisted by their wives, and a large family of workers who are receiving instruction and giving Bible readings. They do not go and preach to the people and let the matter rest here. They go to the homes and give Bible instruction to all who are interested. A dozen more are needed for this house-to-house work. The ministers of the congregations in the churches are just as active as our own workers. They are circulating can-write books and dealing out falsehoods, but the meetings move on just the same. Several times, accompanied by Sister McEnterfer, I have come from my home in Currumbong, 95 miles away, to assist in the work here. A good class of people are taking hold of the Sabbath. The interest is excellent. I have not seen an interest like this before since 1842 to 1844. The loud cry is to be given now. We need a church, and now is the time to build. A church has not yet been erected in Sydney. Stanmore is a beautiful suburb near Sydney. A building here would accommodate the Sydney Church and all the suburbs near here. Those who have newly come to the faith are stirred to arise and build. But land is expensive, and I make my appeal to you in California to help us. If our brethren will do something for us, the land can be bought and the church building go up at once. When those who are deeply interested see that we mean to push the work and make a home for those who will be turned out of the churches, they will take hold of the truth with better courage. The Spirit of the Lord is moving upon the hearts far and near, and we do not want the work to fail of completion for lack of means. I feel at perfect liberty to call for means. I went across the mountains alone, when the work was begun in Oakland, and solicited means for building the publishing house and the meeting houses in Oakland and San Francisco. I obtained means. Then we sold our property and invested the money in California. I now feel perfectly free to ask you in California to help us what you can. We must have a house of worship either in Stanmore or Newtown, adjoining Stanmore. As I solicited for California in the day of its necessity, I solicit now for these foreign fields. We are in new fields. The standard of truth has never yet been raised in Sydney as it should be. Sydney should be worked. There is Newcastle, 20 miles from Currumbong, and other places nearby. The field is a large one, and it has never been entered. We must have workers and means in these missionary fields to raise the standard of truth where now there is nothing. We have been drawing nearer and nearer to Sydney, and now we are close by. The forces that unite with us are men and women of intelligence and moral worth. Our next camp meeting will, I think, be in Sydney. This wicked city must be moved. It is next to Melbourne as a great center. Melbourne and Sydney must have their camp meetings in different localities every year to reach new hearers. There is no release in this war. A camp meeting is now in progress in Napier, New Zealand. But none of our working force can be spared from this place. They must work here with all the ability God has given them. We ask the Lord for no less than 100 souls as the result of the camp meeting and the after work now being done. We have a very good house of worship in Currumbong, and there is not a penny of debt on it. We shall insist that every meeting house be dedicated free from debt. I send this letter to you in faith. May the Lord put it into the hearts of our brethren to help us.